Let's do one last recap of some of the high school results from around the weekend in sports locally and high school wrestling on Saturday. At the ADM tourney, it was Webster City winning the team title with Dallas Center Grimes second. Atlantic placed fifth in that meet with Audubon coming in sixth place as a team. Individually, Darian Schwenke of Atlantic had a 126-pound championship. He won the individual title there. Atlantic also had three runners-up on Saturday as Dylan Cox was second at 120. Reed Nichols was a runner-up at 145, and Tyler Christensen was second at 220 pounds in that Saturday meet. Also Saturday at the Griswold Dual Tourney, it was Tri-Center beating East Mills 37-36. Tri-Center downing Southwest Valley 60-18. Tri-Center beat Griswold 43-21. Tri-Center over Exira EHK 60-18. East Mills beat Southwest Valley 54-15. It was East Mills over Griswold 54-24. East Mills over Exira EHK 60-24. East Mills beat Trainer 60-12. Southwest Valley over Griswold 39-30. Southwest Valley beating Trainer 41-9. Southwest Valley a winner over Exira EHK 36-30. Griswold beat Exira EHK 45-30. And Exira EHK over Trainer 42-24. At the Coon Rapids Bayard duels on Saturday, it was the host team winning, going 5-0 on the day. AHST went 3-2. Also, Woodbine was 2-3 in that Saturday meet. At the Underwood tourney Saturday, it was Gretna, Nebraska, Ogden, Denison, and Underwood, the top four teams in the tourney. Underwood also had three individual champions in their meet on Saturday. Riley Klein was the champ at 120, Wyatt Rasmussen at 138, and Cody Kingery at 152 for the Eagles. At the Mount Air duels on Saturday, Riverside won the team title, going 8-0. Mount Air was second at 6-2, while Harlan and Shenandoah each went 4-4. St. Albert was 1-7 in that meet on Saturday. Among the individuals that were honored, Riverside had a couple of all-tournament team picks in Jacob Vogel at 120 and Peyton Hausman at 170. Harlan had Will Beach at 106, Brogan Kelly at 145, Cale Stork at 195, and Dallin Bendorf at 220 named as all-tournament selections, while Wyatt Lewis of St. Albert at 160 was an all-tournament pick. At the Kemper Catholic duels on Saturday, it was Kemper Catholic over Storm Lake 42-33. Guthrie Center beat Missouri Valley 42-24. Guthrie Center down in Kemper Catholic 37-36. Storm Lake beat Missouri Valley 52-12. Kemper Catholic over Missouri Valley 46-36. Storm Lake beat Guthrie Center 38-32. Also at the Centerville tourney on Saturday, it was Creston finishing second and Clarinda third in the team competition. Individually, Blake Luna of Clarinda at 120 pounds and John Clark of Clarinda at 160 were champions. Also Chase Schultz of Creston at 145 and Trevor Frain of Creston at 182 were crowned as individual champions in that Saturday wrestling meet. In high school boys basketball on Saturday, it was Abraham Lincoln defeating Atlantic 62-42, Harlan over Glenwood 61-39, Shenandoah beat Audubon 61-21, Coon Rapids Bayard over West Harrison 74-61, Panorama beat Nottoway Valley 78-64, and Essex over South Page 59-44. In girls basketball on Saturday, it was Harlan topping Glenwood 71-40, Shenandoah beat Audubon 68-49, St. Albert over Missouri Valley 57-46, Panorama topping Nottoway Valley 54-27, Sioux City West over Denison 66-34, Coon Rapids Bayard beating West Harrison 60-24, South Central Calhoun over Glidden Ralston 69-16, and South Page beat Clarinda Academy by a final of 56-33. Well, the National Federation of State High School Coaches Association has selected Nottoway Valley basketball coach Daryl Burmeister as its 2013 Central Sectional Coach of the Year in boys basketball. The Central Section includes the states of Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, and Wisconsin. The NFHS recognizes coaches at the state, sectional, and national levels. All sectional coaches were considered for National Coach of the Year in their sport category, and those persons have been notified of their awards. Well, trailing by 10 late in the opening half of the 14th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes outscored Minnesota 61-30 the rest of the way as they posted a 94-73 win in Iowa City in a game heard here on KJAN yesterday. The Hawkeyes trailed by 2 at the break, but they turned it up defensively in the second half.
You know, a number of times we had a pretty good defensive possession only to give up a second shot. You know, they got too many second shots in the second half. That would be the one thing that, you know, would be a negative. But, I mean, obviously we had to lock into Andre Hounds. He's a terrific player. He's our leading scorer. He goes for 18 in the first half. We hold him to 2 in the second half, 5 threes in the first half, 0 for 8 in the second half. Our closeouts, were really, really good.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Minnesota made 5 of 8 from three-point range in the first half, but they missed all 8 of their shots behind the arc in the second half.
You know, they're a big driving kick, spread the floor, shot fake drive team. So you got to close out hard to take away the three, but then play the drive. So that's very difficult to do, especially when you're talking about Andre Hollins, Austin Hollins, and Smith, you know, really quick burst guys. So, you know, we got some big steals, got some runouts. I thought, you know, you think about Marble and White. They have 1 point in the first half. They end up with 18 and 16. That just goes to show you how good they are and what kind of character they have.
Iowa got a big lift from Josh Oglesby, who threw up everything and went down. He finished with 17 points, and Gabe Olushanye had 12 points and 7 rebounds.
One thing I try and do is I just try and bring energy every time I step on the court. I think I did that today, so I'm just happy we got the win.
Olushanye says he tried to bring some energy into the game.
Coaching staff tried to emphasize in this game, especially just continuing to run. A lot of times I run up and down the court once or twice, but today I just tried to do it multiple times. I think I tried to throw down that alley-oop a bit too strong, but I just tried to continue to play, and good things happened.
Iowa improves to 4-1 in the Big Ten. They're 15-3 overall with the victory. Next up is a visit to Michigan coming up on Wednesday night, and the game we'll have for you here on the radio. In the NBA yesterday, the LA Lakers beat Toronto 112-106, Orlando over Boston 93-91, San Antonio topping Milwaukee 110-82, Oklahoma City beat Sacramento 108-93, and it was Phoenix over Denver 117-103. In the National Hockey League on Sunday, Chicago wins over Boston in a shootout 3-2, Tampa Bay beat Carolina 5-3, and the New York Rangers over Washington 4-1. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
It'll be the Seattle Seahawks taking on the Denver Broncos in Super Bowl 48 at the Meadowlands. The Broncos are the AFC champions for the first time since the 1998 season. Peyton Manning was on target all afternoon while the Broncos shut down New England's offense in a 26-16 victory at Denver. Manning was 32 of 43 for 400 yards and 2 short touchdowns, improving to 2-2 lifetime versus Tom Brady and the Pats in the postseason. Manning's 3-yard TD pass to Demaryius Thomas put Denver up 20-3 with 7:52 left in the third quarter. The Broncos owned a 20-point lead once Matt Prater hit a 19-yard field goal early in the final period. The Broncos had to settle for 4 Prater field goals, but the drives allowed them to control the ball for almost 36 minutes and keep Brady off the field. Brady finished with 277 passing yards, but much of it came after the Patriots fell behind 23-3. Brady threw a TD pass to Julian Edelman in the fourth quarter and ran for a 5-yard score with 3:07 to play, but the Broncos all but clinched the victory, stopping the ensuing 2-point conversion attempt before running out the clock. The Seahawks are the NFC champions for just the second time in team history, following a 23-17 comeback win over the San Francisco 49ers in Seattle. The Seahawks didn't take their first lead of the game until Russell Wilson threw a 25-yard touchdown pass to Jermaine Kearse with 13:44 remaining. Steven Hauschka doubled Seattle's lead with his third field goal of the game, a 47-yard boot with 3:47 remaining. The 49ers were driving in the final minute until Colin Kaepernick was intercepted by Malcolm Smith in the end zone, clinching the victory for Seattle. Marshawn Lynch sparked the Seahawks' comeback with a 40-yard touchdown run on the Seahawks' first possession of the second half. Lynch finished with 109 yards on 22 carries. Wilson completed 16 of his 25 passes for 215 yards and 1 touchdown. Doug Baldwin was Wilson's top receiver, grabbing 6 for 106 yards. Kaepernick had an outstanding running game, finishing with 130 yards on 11 carries, but Frank Gore and Kendall Hunter combined for just 30 yards on 14 carries, and Kaepernick was 14 of 24 for 153 yards throwing. Kaepernick also had 2 big interceptions and a costly fumble. It's the first trip to the Super Bowl for the Seahawks since they lost to Pittsburgh after the 2005 season. Well, in tennis, Maria Sharapova has followed Serena Williams out the door at the Australian Open. The third-seeded Sharapova has been eliminated in the fourth round, losing in a three-setter to Dominika Cibulkova at Rod Laver Arena. Sharapova struggled with her serve, hitting 7 double faults in the third set alone and needing an off-court medical timeout after the second set. for what appeared to be a lower back problem. The four-time major winner was two tournaments into a comeback from a prolonged layoff with a right shoulder injury. The top-ranked Williams was knocked out in the fourth round on Sunday in a three-set loss to 14th-seeded Anna Ivanovic. Second-seeded Victoria Azarenka remained on track for a third consecutive Australian Open title as she picked up a straight sets win over American Sloane Stephens. Also, number 11, Simona Halep reached the women's quarterfinals with a win over 8th-seeded Jelena Jankovic. Men's number 1, Rafael Nadal, advanced in straight sets. Andy Murray advanced as he picked up a win along with 6th-seeded Roger Federer, who equaled Jimmy Connors' record by reaching his 41st Grand Slam quarterfinal with a straight sets win yesterday. In golf, Patrick Reed has won the PGA's Humana Challenge, finishing two shots ahead of Ryan Palmer. Reed fired three straight 63s before closing with a 1-under 71 to finish 28-under for the tournament. He ran in an 18-footer for birdie on the par 3 15th to push his advantage to three strokes and then parred the final three holes. Spain's Pablo Larrazabal shot a final round 67 to finish on top of the Abu Dhabi HBC Golf Championship. That gave him a victory as he finished a stroke ahead of Phil Mickelson and Rory McIlroy. And an Islamic militant group in Russia has claimed responsibility for twin suicide bombings in the southern city of Volgograd last month, and they posted a video threatening to strike the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi. There had been no previous claim of responsibility for those bombings, which killed 34 people and heightened security fears before next month's Olympics. In the video, two Russian-speaking men sitting in front of black banners with Arabic verses warned President Vladimir Putin that if the games are held, we will, quote, give you a present for the innocent Muslim blood being spilled all around the world. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.